Could we go over to the credo? 36. Challenge is that fugue has so many different layers. So I know we were pushing, and I know we're missing some notes. They will come. They will come, and we're just going to do small sections. Take a break from it so we don't go cross-eyed. And you're all doing such great work. Thank you. Okay, credo. So sopranos and altos are on the D. Sorry, sopranos and tenors on the D. Then altos and basses. Here we go. So, ya, dun, da, dun, da, dun. Right about that tempo. Here we go, sopranos and tenors. And one, and go. And. Even though we're going a little slower, we can still be very rhythmic. Ja, dun, da, dun, da, dun. Here we go. Sopranos and tenors. Ready, go. And. Everybody, could we do that once more? Bottom of page 37. Bottom of 37. So sopranos and tenors have the tia and altos and basses. Okay, so whatever note, well, I have to be careful. Whatever note you get from the sopranos, take it the fifth down. But just be aware that the fifth, there's a connection. Okay, last two bars, E natural. Da, da. Here we go. And then altos and basses a bar later. One and two and one. One. Beginning of the credo? Yes, it's the answer. Okay. good job. Good job. So, is this our third rehearsal of January? Like the third?
Fourth.
It's fourth. Okay, so Nancy was able to just play the accompaniment without playing all the notes. Now, a lot of the notes are in the piano part, but that's still really good. So what we need to do is we need to get away from all the note plunking as soon as we can so we can just really work on all the other really important musical things. Have a seat.